have a few things this morning that I want to try to look at. Some thoughts that we had from last week, and some more thoughts that we've had this week. But I just want to take a look at some things this morning for a little time, and I need your prayers this morning. I'm going to take a reading lesson this morning out of the 8th chapter of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. It says, "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have." That's my reading lesson this morning. And my thoughts this morning is basically about hearing the word of God, discerning the truth. And in this 18th verse, it speaks of, "Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whatsoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, to him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have." Basically, this is saying here that, and I'll just say that I believe that we have the truth of God's word here, and I believe there's been truth that has been preached in a lot of different places at a lot of different times. And this gives a type of understanding here to, it says to take heed therefore how ye hear. Because how ye hear and respond to the preaching and the teaching of God's word and the truth of God's word is important. When it's the truth of God's word, then we know that it's not up for debate. I'm afraid too many times in the world today that things that is said and done that the preacher may preach or that the Sunday school teacher may teach or whatever, that rather than allowing things to be informative and life-changing, we take things home and we vote on them and we sit on them and we decide, well, whether we want to do them or not, or, you know, how we want to approach this. This doesn't really conform to my lifestyle, and do I want to do this? And so we have a vote within ourselves, you know, to whether we're actually going to do what the word says. And I think this can apply to any of us. We can all have things that this would apply to. But the thought this morning is to take heed, therefore, how ye hear. Take heed, and basically, as I said from the beginning, there's a lot of places that I believe that many years ago had the truth, and they chose to not hear. They chose to not heed the teaching and the preaching of God's word. They chose not to believe. They chose to change the way of salvation, to make an easier road, to make an easier route, possibly, whatever that it took to possibly to gain a large following for them, you know, whatever the preacher, if it was whatever he had to say to get people to come, whatever the church had to do to get people to come so the church would grow and things like that. They've distorted the word, and that they no longer have the truth now. It's important that we handle the Word of God to the best of our ability. I believe most of us, probably many of you here today, have a better understanding of God's Word than I do. You may know more about the Bible than I do, and I'm thankful to you if you do. I'm thankful to you this morning if you're a studier and a reader of God's Word. I'm thankful to you for that, but it's important that we take heed to what you hear, because I believe that God has ordained a method of teaching and preaching for the benefit of His church. I believe that He called men to preach, and I believe that He has given gifts to the churches. I believe He's given teachers, and God called men to preach and to teach. And I believe through and by these ordained methods that it's supposed to get His word out. And so when the preacher preaches, now I'll have to admit that I've heard preaching that I didn't agree with. And I've heard preaching in our churches that I didn't agree with, because I did not feel or could not find some of the things that was said to be biblical. That's important. There's one thing about the word hearing. It has a sense of there's a meaning of discernment that goes along with hearing. There's a meaning of judgment. Okay, that goes along. The Bible teaches us that you are to judge the message. The Bible tells its people to judge the message, judge the sermon. Not necessarily judge, but I hope you don't judge the preacher or judge me, because I know there's a lot of mistakes in me, but judging the message that there truth is in it. That is where the importance lies, is that there is truth in it, and that there is fact, and that there the Word of God is implied and preached and taught. That is my job, and my responsibility is just to try to relay in the best way I can the Word of God, the things that He lays on my heart. And I believe that it's your responsibility in Sunday school and in the service to hear. And there's a lot of difference in hearing and listening. You might hear what I say, but it never sink in. You don't take it home. You never allow what's being said. You never listen to the point that it has an effect or it changes your life in some way for the better or points you or gets you a little closer to the Lord. That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to point. It's meant to call sin, sin. If it lands on you, then it lands on you. It's meant to edify. It's meant to lift up those that are down. It has its purpose and its plan, and it always, always, always will work, because that's what the Lord said. I want to look at over here. I've got several verses, but just a few this morning. In the 8th chapter of the book of Amos, Old Testament prophet Israel there, and you know, there's a prosperous time that he was prophesying in, and things seem to be going well for him and the people there at that time, but he was still, he wanted them to know and understand some things. And In this 8th chapter and 11th verse, it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst, or of water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord." a famine, a want to know, a famine for a hunger of God's Word. A famine of a people that desired to grow in the Word of the Lord. I believe, and I've said this many times, I believe if you're not growing, you're going backwards. If you're not moving forward, if you're not getting closer to the Lord, then you're getting further away from the Lord. And it's an important thing, it's an important aspect in a Christian's life. Once they've been saved and they've been added to the church, they've been baptized, and that the Bible says that we're to make disciples of them. Teach them that they would what? That they would go, that they would be more Christ-like, that they would grow in the Lord, and they would gain the knowledge and the things of the things of God's Word, that it would help us in our lives. And I'm afraid far too many times we weigh things out, what was said, or it didn't, my preaching didn't have an effect enough upon the ones that it needed to draw them closer to the Lord, to help them want to change their lives. I was praying last night and this morning to the Lord about allowing me to be passionate enough and caring enough to be able to present this morning to get my point across. And I think there is a passion that is involved when it comes to God's Word. I mean, He has saved our souls, and He has blessed us with, some of these songs we sung. You know, He's prepared us a mansion, and it's there, and it's waiting for us. But there's so many blessings and things that awaits us right now, And they come through some of my most blessed times is in my study of God's Word. Is my reading and my prayer time, is that little quiet time. We often talk about going into our closet to pray, but there's times that we need to go into our closet and to read God's Word. And to study and to think about and meditate on the things of God. I'm an advocate of studying and reading. Like I said in this, you know, in our reading lesson this morning, we have to be careful what we hear, because if we're not doing, and I'm not saying that we're not doing, but if we're not doing what we're hearing, if we're not applying the preaching and the teaching to our lives, if we're not growing more close to the Lord, then there's going to become a famine in your life. There's going to become a famine for the want of God's Word. I want to know what's right. I want to understand what's right. And it says here that, it says, "And they shall wander from sea to sea and from north and even the east, and they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it." I believe there's a world of people out here today that's doing just that. They want to say that they're a Christian, but they know just enough about God to know that that there is a higher power. But they run to and fro, and they look here and there, and they're looking and they're searching for the truth or something. There's something out there. I believe it's evidence. Evidence in our tent meeting. We have there's a world of people out there that is in a fruitless search. They're looking for joy and peace and fulfillment. See, it all comes and starts with God, with His Word, by the preaching and the teaching of His Word. I believe that's the God-ordained way that that He has to get His message out. I believe that even though I feel unworthy and not much, I believe that the Holy Spirit of God directs my heart into things that needs to be said. And that we need to hear those things. We need to be seeking out those things that God has for us in the message, in the prayers. You know, I know that every sermon that I preach, there's not something there possibly for everybody that's here. I believe sometimes there's sermons that I preach is directed at one person. That it might land in the lap of one person and everybody else be just, what in the world is he talking about? Where is he going? I've seen it happen. I know. I've experienced it. Had people say that, "You was preaching right to me. You was talking right to me." Just like Antoine told Dylan, he was preaching right to me. I believe that's how the Holy Spirit of God uses God to preach us. When we get to the point where the preaching of God's Word does not stir us anymore. You know, there are many things in here that I know many of you have heard preached on and repeated time after time after time after time. But please understand, this is still God's Word. It's still the truth of God's Word. And every time that every one of us hear the truth of God's Word preached, it should stir us in some way, because it's the truth. And the Lord sent it down here, and He shared it with us, and He blessed us with it. It should have an effect upon us. Instead of having the attitude many times I've heard that preached so many times before. God blessed us with this Word to be able to have, and I'm thankful that it does not change. That it's the same truth today as it will be tomorrow, that it was yesterday and 100 years from now, and if time goes on, it'll be that truth. It'll be that same Word, and you may hear it 1,000 more times, but it's still always going to be the truth of God's Word, and it should stir us. And if it's not stirring us, if it's not moving us to do what we need to do, and if we're not seeking God's direction in His will, if we're not willingly hearing and listening to the message that's being delivered, then we're not going to hear it. There's going to be a famine. There's going to be famines in our families, and it's going to affect us as a church more and more and more and more. Has to be a love for the Word of God. Has to be a love for the hearing. I know that I'm not the best, most articulate preacher that you've ever heard before in your life. I know I'm not the most knowledgeable one, but I know I am called by an almighty God, and I know where He called me, and I know where He sent me to, and I know I'm trying with the best of my ability to preach His Word. And I need your prayers, and I need all the help I can get from everybody, because I fall far short of being anything But I sure do know that the things that God lays before me, the reading of His Word and the preaching of His Word, it's of God. And we cannot be afford to be cold and distant if we've heard it 1,000 times. We need to be looking, because I believe that the more that we hear, that the more that we learn, the more knowledge that the Lord gives us. I read stuff out of the Bible all the time, man. I've read it 50 times. And all of a sudden, I see something in it that I've never seen before. There's something pops out of there. And the Lord teaches me something and shows me something. This Bible is... It's only the one I got. It's only about this thick, but can't grasp what all it has in there for us. Just can't grasp all the teaching and all the understanding and all the learning that's there for us. The importance of just loving the Lord. And you know, a church grows strong from the preaching and the teaching of God's Word. That's how it grows strong. The preaching and the teaching. When the church follows through and they are willing to change their lives in accordance to the preaching of the truth of God's Word, then it will have an effect on your life every time for the better. Every single time. Every single time. But every time that we hear something that goes against, kind of sort of goes against the grain on us a little bit, might step on our toes, something we don't like a little bit, and we take it home, we vote on it, and we decide we don't want to do that. It builds a wall up between us and the Lord. It gives the devil a place to come in between us. That preacher ain't no right to say that. He ain't got no need and no reason to say all this stuff. You don't need to listen to him. So many things that come about. The world hears preaching as foolishness. Over in the third chapter or second chapter of the book of Timothy, it says, "Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned." This is chapter 3, verse 14. And I'm going to read a little bit down through there. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable." Every single solitary word in this book is profitable. That means you're going to gain from listening and applying it to your life. You're going to gain something along the way. "It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect." That word "perfect" here means mature. Age has nothing to do with spiritual maturity. You can be 99 years old and still be an infant in Christ if you're someone that so has chosen to never consider the Word of God, read, study, or try to grow from the Word of God. You can be 99 years old and you can be an infant in Christ. You can be a spiritual infant. "I charge thee therefore before God." Now this is Paul. He's speaking to Timothy, a young preacher. He says, "I charge thee therefore before God that and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away for, their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. We're in that day right now. I believe it with all my heart. I truly do. I believe it with all my heart. There is a world of people wanting to hear just what they want to hear, and they want, like I said, they want to put it up for a vote, and if they don't like it, they don't have to do it. There's churches out there today that present some form of the word, and they lay it out there. It's like, well, if you like this, then do it, and if you don't, well, don't. Then that's all right. God loves you. No, it ain't that way. This is the truth. This is what God says. This is what you need to do. If you want things right, if you want your blessings, if you want all these good things that the Bible teaches of, this is what you got to do. This is how you got to act. This is how you got to talk. This is how you have to live. This is how you have to present yourself. Because there's so many in the world that don't want to endure. They don't want to endure. You know, there is a... I guess many times it causes a little pain, and there's a little sting, and there's a little suffering that goes along with changing our lives and our attitude. I can give you an example of myself. For one, I remember when the Lord called me to preach, we used to have all kinds of people and friends that come over to the house all the time. When the Lord called me to preach, and I started trying to stand up to them and tell them, guess what? They don't come anymore. We don't have all that, you know, all the friends and all the people that used to come over every morning and call all the time. There's sacrifice involved with loving the Lord and following the Lord. There is sacrifice involved, but oh, what a blessing. What the blessings are. What the blessings are when you just do that. When you just step out and you just follow the Lord and do what you need to do. How my life has been blessed beyond measure. But just trying to do in my feeble way what I feel I need to do. And act how I need to act. No, I don't have a... I know I got friends. I'm not saying I don't have any friends. I have friends. I've got a church family that I love, that I feel I could call any one of you at any time if I needed something. I'm thankful for that. And I hope y'all know the same of me. That you can call me at any time. And if I can, I will help you. There's a lot of things that goes on. I see... when you lose a hunger for the Word. And I never was brought up to go to Sunday school. I never went to Sunday. We didn't have Sunday school at my church. But when I started going to a church that did, it stirred my hunger. I was hearing all of a sudden somebody teach the things of the Word of God in a very decisive manner and explaining things. And I was like, wow, so much that I've been to church all my young life and had never even heard about God's Word. Thought I knew so much and didn't know nothing. Still don't know much. But it stirred a hunger in me to hear more. I want to hear more. I want to know more. That hearing. That's what I want this morning. I want so desperately to be able to present a message from God that stirs your hearts and makes you yearn for the preaching of God's Word and want to know more about your Lord and want to know more about Jesus. Because that's what it's about. Growing in the Lord and all these things. There's so many things out in the world. You know, you think, you look back into the 60s and 70s and you see all the stuff that went on back then. So many things that distraction, you know. People went out in the world doing all these things for self-satisfaction, wasn't it? Doing whatever they want to do. Drugs and alcohol and all these different things. They was looking for satisfaction in some other way. And I guarantee you they didn't find it. They might have thought they was getting it at the moment, but they didn't find it. It wasn't fulfilling. I keep thinking back many times about that Olympic gold medal winner that won all the swimming events. I can't think of his name. Michael Phelps, maybe. He won all those. He won every gold medal that he could win. Everything that he entered, he won a gold medal in. And then after he got through, he got so depressed that he wanted to kill himself. He'd obtained all that he could possibly attain. He'd done everything to fulfill himself in every way that he thought he could to find joy and satisfaction in his life, and it brought depression upon him. He needs the Lord. He needs to hear about Jesus because that's the one that will satisfy and lift up. We need... I made the statement last week. You know, there's a lot of people that think that they don't need a church. That they don't need to come to Sunday school. That it's not going to benefit them to be a part of a church, or it's not going to benefit them to come and listen to the teaching in Sunday school. Well, you're wrong. It benefits us because it was given for that particular reason. If we're ever going to be mature Christians, then we have to have the things that's applied to us here. We have to hear the doctrine. We have to have the reproof. We have to have the correction and the instruction in righteousness. We've got to have that in our lives if we're ever going to grow in the Lord. And I'm talking about when we're hearing, it's not a vote. It's not put up for a vote. That it changes. Hearing that changes lives. Hearing that takes you closer to the Lord. Hearing that stirs a hunger for God and for His Word and for the truth. That hunger. That's what makes a church grow. Just think, I mean, if we didn't have that direction, that leadership. This is a verse that we use many times when we're talking to somebody that's lost. But it says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharp than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God is. The Word of God gets right down into our bones. It gets right down into our insides, and it has its effects in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds. It's important because it knows what we need. God's Word tells us what we need. It tells us what we need to have. There's so many things that can be said. I just pray that we never see a spiritual famine where we get to the point where we don't want to, we no longer care about hearing the Word of God, that we no longer care about reading or studying the Word of God. And I've already said, I've got on my heart, and I've already got things made out that I'm going to ask the church, and I'm going to bring them probably next week, about it's basically just reading through the Bible in a year. It's not something that's mandatory. I ain't going to make you do it. But it's something that I'm going to ask you to do. I've got I went on the internet and I printed out a chronological order to read through the Bible in 1 year. If you read these verses in this week and this week and this week, if you'll do this, you can read through the whole Bible in a year. I'm not going to make. I'm going to suggest that we do that as a church, as a body. I know many of you may have already read through it 10 times. Well, it's not going to hurt to read through it again, because you might learn something. Might learn something else. Might grow a little bit more. And it'd be worth every minute of it. Like I said, I read through this thing quite a bit. And I haven't scratched the surface of what this book that the Lord has provided us has got to offer. I think it's a very important thing. So let's just hear what the Lord has to say to us. You know, He can use testimonies, He can use songs, He can use the preaching, He can use the teaching. Just have the ears to hear. Over in the book of Isaiah, in the 6th chapter, He told Isaiah, tell them everything that I tell you to say. You don't even have to know or understand. Here, present this to them, that they'll hear, but they won't hear. That they'll see, but they won't see. We've got to have the truth presented. And hearing is in. I looked up in the. It's like the word hearing in some form is like mentioned like 1,500 times in the Bible. It's important. Hearing is an important part of our worship. That's my message today. I'm going to hush. I know everybody's ready to go eat and have some fellowship, but would be a thought or a word on anyone's heart today. If not, I'll stand and we'll be dismissed. Let's remember the request that was made this morning. There's a lot of heavy hearts here. There's a lot of people that are burdened with sickness and sorrows and families and friends. Let's try to remember them this week and lift them up. And those that's having surgeries and things that's going on. Sister Brenda on Wednesday and Sister Rhoda on Tuesday. Let's remember them. Let's try to lift them up. All hearts and minds are free. Brother Jimmy, would you dismiss us and bless the meal, please? Please. say it ain't for us.
Always.